Yeah, it depends on, you know, we'll have to get three prices at least.
So when do you think John will see something? Because, I mean, John's hit me with this a couple different times, and I'm like, John, you need to come say something to the advisory committee. And that's kind of why he's here.
First I've heard of it, so we'll look into it, and we'll give you some direction about a timeframe.
So, John, they'll try to get you a timeline of when they're going to replace that concrete in front of your hangar.
Been that way for all these years, so.
Well, I know, but you've only brought it to my attention every time I walk by there, so I want the right authority.
Actually, I brought that to the attention of the people in here. One of the last times we met here, that far back, about that. Because it happened, not this year, the year before, we had our fly-in, and then there's Trojans down there. That's when I brought it to attention.
That was two wings and wheels ago.
And the worst part of it, kicks it up in somebody's prop. This one, what's up a prop bed?
Right.
They don't taxi through there much anymore. But they used to come up through there.
I think when Jim takes Mike out there and sees it, I think he'll see the issue when it's just the launching of those stones into your hangar. And, you know,
Well, we'll get back to you with a time frame to give you an idea of when you think we can get it fixed. But there's money in the budget that was approved for July 1st.
You can flash patch it in no time. That's the terminology in construction. It's easy to do.
Okay, good.
Can you send the street sweepers, pick up enough of those rocks to just maybe send them down every other week or whatever's necessary just to, until you can start the actual repair project. Maybe that'll keep the rocks from hitting his hangar.
Some of the problem, and we have this problem on taxiway B, is the sweeper just kicks up the stones and it won't actually sweep them up. So you end up with a worse problem after the sweeper's there. They're
too big to get picked up.
Yeah, and it's okay. It's been a problem.
Anything else, John? Any other public comments?
Jeff, one of the things that we are going to cover tonight is just going over the capital items that were approved. I don't see it as an agenda item on here, but
we'll do
that.
Airport update.
Airport update.
Okay. Emergency response. Mr. Garner?
Yeah, we do have some progress reports. We finally set a meeting date and time. Firefighters are going to meet us out at the airport 7 p.m. Monday, July 11th. And take a tour of the area. I'd like to see the fuel farm if you could make it, if we still can. And see some aircraft up close, just discuss the procedures and what they need to get familiar with. So we're thrilled that we finally got it done. Something moving on that fire.
Ken, anything else from emergency response? Wall Lake management update. Sue, we asked for a printout. Okay. This was brought to my attention in just an ongoing conversation that we have about the wildlife, but evidently, since the aircraft went down in the Hudson, New York is sending their geese to Pennsylvania for the hungry homeless. Again, I think we're still getting complaints on geese and deer on the airfield.
Well, I can tell you what's happened since the last meeting, which was a couple months ago. As far as the deer goes, the deer biologist, the same guy you talked to, came down for a visit. We went out, we looked at, you know, the wooded area where they all seem to be hiding, and places in the fence where they're getting through.